the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
And with that, we welcome you to Valley Falls, Kansas, where we're getting set for the first of two in this Class 2A sub-state. It is semifinal basketball, Jefferson County North and ACCHS. Hello again, everybody, and welcome. Joseph, our producer, is here in the studio. Tom Counts with you here, and as the ball goes up, the tip's going to be away. It'll be controlled down by Jefferson County North, and the Chargers will have it to begin things. JCN is the home team tonight, wearing the white with Kelly Green lettering a trim for ACCHS, the traveling black uniforms with orange and white. These are teams' longtime opponents. They've been great games. They are both members of the Northeast Kansas League. They've played one another a couple of times already this season. Here's a quick shot from the outside for JCN. It's going to be off the back of the rim, and the battle for the rebound is going to be won, but then there's going to be a travel. It'll come back to Atchison County. So again, these teams have met twice. On January the 4th in Effingham, JCN won 38-36. On January 27th, a few weeks later, in Winchester, JCN won 47-41. So again, both games very close, very competitive. Here's a three from the left side. It is perfect. Tigers in front on a hit by Creighton Bowerly. 3-0. And we're just a minute into the game. JCN with the ball, it comes out on top, and they're going to turn it over, over and back. They pass out on top. It's going to be off Grady's knee and into the backcourt. Here comes Atchison County. Your starters tonight for JCN is going to be Andrew Baker, Caleb Worthington, Grady Knoll, Carson Worthington, and Ryan Feldkamp. For Atchison County, you're going to find Caleb Miller and Creighton Bowerly, Kyrian Corder, Trenton Kimmy and Colton Myers. Tigers with the basketball, leading it by three. They'll kick it over to the right side, working over in front of the JCN bench, down back out between the circles. Caleb Miller will have it on top. He'll step to the top of the key and bounce it one time, dish it back over to the right side. The Tigers being very, very patient. And as the season has gone along, I would be hard-pressed to find any team around that is a more improved group than ACCHS. They have really peaked their season at the right time. Here's a driving layup that won't go down, and the rebound is going to be swept away by Andrew Baker. Here comes JCN. They'll come down the court. The dish over to the left side. They'll come out on top. It'll be Grady with it. Back over to the left side to Carson Worthington. Now here's Grady Knoll. 5:55 to go in the first quarter. The feet underneath and trying to get it to Feldkamp. Reaching around him. A foul on Colton Myers. So the first time of the ball game will be against the Tigers. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. Chargers putting it a play at the baseline. The inbound lob is going to be batted away, and Mr. says that thing got kicked. And it will be JCN basketball. The ball was slapped to the ground, but then in the effort to grab it up, Tigers kick it, and back out it'll come to Grady. He goes right side. That's Caleb to Carson. Worthington slides down toward the baseline, lobs underneath. They want Feldkamp, and out of the pass, knocked away. Tigers know what they're trying to do, get it in the middle to Feldkamp, and that hasn't worked out a couple of times. The feed underneath, Myers will turn and shoot, can't get it, rebound, haul back down by Grady Noel. Here comes JCM. Full court pressure for the Tigers, and the ball's up court pass is going to be kicked out of bounds off the toe of Kyrian Corder. We're at 5:24 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 3-0 lead for Atchison County. Great crowd on hand, and it's going to do nothing but fill up here in the Valley Falls Gymnasium. Here's a 15-footer for Feldkamp. New offensive rebound. Up, no. Rebound tipped around, slapped around. It's on the floor, and it's going to be taken away by the Chargers. Or by the Tigers. Breakaway miss, and a foul is going to be called. The foul from behind by Grady Noel will be his first of the game. And the Tigers are going to come to the free throw line. Stepping up there is going to be Kyrian Corder, one of the number of seniors on this Atchison County team. They got 5 seniors on the roster. First free throw is short. Team fouls are even at 1. 5:03 to go in the opening quarter. Tigers leading it 3-0, and another free throw coming up here. The look, the shot, coming up short again. Rebound is Feldkamp. Ryan will pull the ball down, dump it over to the right side to Carson. And Worthington goes into the forecourt and nearly throws it away. That was a great job, Caleb Worthington, to just save that ball somehow. It'll come out to Feldkamp. He'll go across over the left side to Grady Nolan. Now out to the center circle is Carson Worthington, and we're going to get a JCN timeout. Coach Kramer wanting to have a word with her team. 4:46 to go in the opening quarter of the guys' game. It's Atchison County 3, JCN scoreless.
Exchange Bank. We were here yesterday, we're here today, and we will still be here tomorrow. Hi, I'm Sandy Becker. With a world that is constantly changing and with uncertainties, Exchange Bank is still your bank for a lifetime. We have been a part of the Atchison community for 165 years, offering you the products and services you're looking for, plus the personal touch and customer service you deserve. Come see us, your locally owned bank, and let us be your bank for a lifetime. Member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back. Coming out of the timeout, Chase Sean with the basketball, and up top side is going to be Carson Worthington. Carson swings it over to the right side. Feldkamp has it deep in the corner. No shot there. Brings it up on top. Now they'll go to Grady in the lane. Has the ball stripped out of his hands. It's rolling around loose, and it's going to get out of bounds, and it's going to be ACCHS basketball. JCN playing really, I don't know, just really not like themselves here in the early going, and now the Chargers are going to make a substitution coming into the ballgame. We're going to get sophomore Carson McAfee. So Carson's going to check into the game, and we'll see if that changes how the Chargers play. 4:15 to go in an opening quarter of this game. Very little offense. It is 3-0 on one shot by Atchison County's Creighton Bowerly. Skip pass to the right side of the quarter. Back at the top. It'll come to Caleb Miller. Bowerly will take it on the left side, trying to back into the lane. Stops there. Attempts it way out on the side. And they'll feed down to the baseline where the three sets sail. And it is good. That is a couple of three-point shots now for Creighton. And the Tigers have broken out on top 6-0. We're 3:50 to go in the first. Up the floor with the basketball, and McAfee gets fouled. The defense tried to surround him. He dribbled through it, but drew the foul on Caleb Miller. It'll be Miller's first foul of the evening. 6-0 ACCHS in front. JC and putting it in play in front of the scorer's table. Here's McAfee with it on the left side. Lobs it over to the right. Gets it there to Caleb Worthington. Back out on top, Carson Worthington. Back to McAfee. Skip pass over to the right side. Worthington will drive baseline. Comes off the screen. Shot is up. No good. And getting upstairs, the Tigers coming up with a rebound. That's Trenton Kimmy clearing it away. Here comes ACCHS. Porter will bring it down the floor. Dumps it over to the right side again. Bowerly down the feet underneath. Lane Mullins in the game. The shot's too strong. The follow shot and a foul. Foul is going to be on JCN's Caleb Worthington. It is his first foul of the game. Chargers second team foul, and at the line, Trenton Kimmy. ACC HS as a team, 0-for-2 at the line so far tonight. Trenton will have his first free throws right here. Front one, no. Not out of the game for JC, and it's going to come Andrew Baker. And we are going to see Calvin in the game. That's Calvin Manville who's checked in. Second free throw, rattles around, and he'll get it. Tigers stretch their lead to 7-0. 3:10 to go in the first. McAfee will drive it down, skip it into the middle, and it's going to be knocked free, stolen it away, and another JCN turnover. Tigers with all early momentum tonight. Topside is going to be Bowerly with the basketball. He'll play off the screen, set by Caleb Miller. Bowerly gives it back to Miller, and little give and go over to the right side of the quarter. 2:50 to go in the opening quarter. 7-0, Tigers in front. Topside, Caleb. Left side, Creighton. Back to Caleb again. He'll start to drive in, goes to the free throw line. Trenton Kimmy throws it back to the top and throws it away. It's going to go out of bounds. Little miscommunication between Kimmy and Miller, and Caleb Miller tells him, okay, I got it. You thought I was going to the baseline, and I was not there. So full court pressure by ACCHS, and that's been a problem for JCN today. Up the floor is going to be Feldkamp with it. Gets it back behind him, Carson. Carson to Caleb Worthington. Back to Carson. Caleb will have it on top. Feeds across. The ball's knocked away by Quarter, and it's loose on the floor. JCN is going to pick it up, and Feldkamp gets tackled to the floor, and there are bodies just strewn all about. This game is not pretty basketball. Foul is going to be on Trenton Kimmy, his first, Tigers' third foul. What we're seeing here early is I feel like a lot of jitters, a lot of build-up pressure for this game, a lot of reaching, pushing, shoving, bumping, that kind of basketball. If you like that, this is your game. Now the feed over to the left side, right off the hands of Feldkamp, and now the Chargers are going to steal it back. Feldkamp backs in, throws an elbow, can't get a shot away, trapped. Comes back over to the right side. McAfee bounces in the middle, bounces off Feldkamp's numbers, and it's going to be turned over again. JCN, no points in this opening quarter, and we are over 6 minutes in. 7-0 Atchison County. JCN absolutely not getting any looks at the rim. They haven't had one good look at the rim yet tonight. Tigers with the ball on the left side. ACCHS is gone to the bench, and they have brought James Sheets in. Here's a baseline shot, up no good, rebound tipped out, and here come the Chargers. Carson Worthington has it knocked out of his hands. The defender falls to the floor. He'll finally pick it back up, get it up the floor on the left side of McAfee. Start to drive in, skips it back out on top. Tigers are running, stretching, jumping, leaning. I mean, here's the feet in the middle of Calvin, back over to the left side of Carson. Is he going to be able to save it? Does somehow. Back over to the right side. Feldkamp will launch a three. Way short. Air ball, not closing. We've got a minute to go. Opening quarter is still 7-0 Atchison County. ACCHS, Fowler has it on top. He's already drained a pair of three-point shots to account for almost all the scoring. Now here's a baseline shot that's up and no good, and the rebound is going to be out of bounds off Feldkamp. And JCN continues to struggle here in the early going. JCN not rebounding well, not handling the ball well, certainly not shooting well. The good news for the Chargers is it's got to get better from here because they've started at a low point. Tigers putting the ball in play, leading it by 7. We're in the last minute of the opening quarter. 7-0. Here's a baseline 3. No. Rebound. Here comes JCN. Back up for it. Carson Worthington. He'll start over toward the left side in front of the Tiger bench. Goes to the free throw line. Little backdoor pass. Feldkamp goes up. Cannot hit the layup. But will be fouled, and the Chargers, with 31 seconds left in the opening quarter, have a chance to put a point on the board. The foul underneath is going to be the second of the ball game for the Tigers, Colton Myers. And coming to the stripe, Ryan Feldkamp. Can they get that goose egg off? Not with that shot. It hits the front of the rim. It bounces straight back to him. 15 feet away, that shot was about 14. One more shot coming up for the senior. On its way, can't hit it either. Rebound Atchison County. Here comes ACCHS. 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter, and they have shut JCN out. And now we've got a whistle and an official coming over from the near side. What do we have going on here? We've got a foul And it's going to be on the Chargers. Give that to Grady Knoll. And Grady, who had just come back in the game, has his second foul. 20 seconds, 19. Rolling along toward the end of the opening quarter. Atchison County with the basketball. Top side with it is going to be Trenton. Kimmy will take it to the top of the key. Back over to the left edge. Quarter to Mullins. Back out on top, Bowerly. They'll work it to the baseline. An uncontested three. Won't drop. Chargers rebound it down. But they're going to have to be aware of the time. And they're paying no attention. And they're not even going to get a shot off. They had no idea how much time was on the clock. We got a timeout on the floor. It has been an interesting, albeit low-scoring, first quarter here in Valley Falls. Game one of the night after the quarter. ACCHS 7, JCN nothing.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
I've got to return to this ballgame with a bit of a disclaimer. You must be aware, it is March. That means this is basketball season. If it were October, you'd look at the score and say, oh, 7-0 after a quarter. Okay? No, basketball. 7-0 at the end of the opening quarter. ACCHS, 6 from Creighton Bowerly on a couple of three-point shots. Kurian quarter over 2 at the free throw line. Trent Kimmy, 1-of-2. That's the Tiger scoring. JCN, no points, including 0-for-2 for Belkamp at the free throw line. Tigers are going to have it in play in the second quarter. Is underway. ACCHS with the basketball. On top side with it is going to be James Sheets. James, a sophomore. Out between the circles. Goes left side, Bowerly. We see a zone defense here. Bowerly puts in another. Nope. This is going to be a 3-4 quarter. I think that carried quarter with the three. It is now 10-0. Atchison County and JCN, if they're not going to find themselves out of this game early on, they've got to put a point on the board. 7:17 to go in the half. Here's a shot from the outside. That's an air ball. It wasn't close, so they're going to say it wouldn't have mattered. It was a travel against Carson Worthington anyway. As a coaching staff, you got to look out of the court and say, what do you do here? ACCHS is out there busting and hustling at JCN. Well, I think they are trying, but they are having no luck in any regard. Tigers into the forecourt. Skip pass stolen away by Grady Knoll. He'll give it over to Carson Worthington. He's being defended hard, coming up the floor. Still with it in the backcourt. Can't break the defense. Gets it now into the forecourt down the left side. Grady will feed down low. The jumper in and out. No. Offensive rebound. Backing away. Follow shot. There it is! The Chargers are on the board. Caleb Worthington for 2, and he'll get a plus 1. First point of the game for JCN coming at 6:50 to play in the second quarter. It's going to be the first foul of the game for the Tigers, Lane Mullins. Free throw, way, way short. All the shots coming up for JCN, way short, foot or two short. Here's a shot from the left side. It's going to miss. Rebound is flapped out on top, and Grady's going to come up with another rebound. Nearly travels with the basketball, but is able to hold that pivot foot. Now across the timeline, Tigers trap the ball. Cross-court pass is going to be rescued by Grady Knoll. He'll dish it over to the left side to Carson Worthington. Back over to the right side to Caleb Worthington. He'll come toward the top. Back, it'll go over to the edge. They look into the middle, and right now they've done a great job, the Tigers have, of stopping Belkamp. And here's a running shot in the middle, and Caleb has all 4 JCN points. It is 10-4 Atchison County, and as they come up the floor, they're going to throw it away. Oh, they're going to say JCN touched it. So the Tigers, I thought, might have turned the ball over, but apparently did not. 6:10 to go in the half. It is a 10-4 lead. Atchison County, they'll put it in play again out topside. Kurian Quarter with it. Around to the right side. Lobs it off on top. Sheets. Back over to the left. Underneath down to Mullins. Back topside Sheets. Right side Quarter. They just go the perimeter. Feed to the free throw line. The pass to the middle is knocked free and stolen. Here comes JCN coming off the steal. Worthington into the forward corner, 5:45 to play. The lob underneath for Belkamp. He'll get it. Goes in, goes up, gets 2. First bucket of the ball game for Ryan Feldkamp. The Tigers are now on a 6-0 run, and we're going to get a Troy Hoffman timeout. Taking a break here with the Tigers. We're at 5:37 to go in the opening half. JCM battling back. It's Atchison County 10, Jefferson County North 6.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Let's say you're ready to put the ball in play. I really want to remind you that this game is being brought to you by the station, its advertisers, and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of both Care Radio and the KSHSAA. Tigers coming out of the timeout will bring the ball into the fourth quarter, and Corder will take it all the way down to the baseline left. Brings it off on top. Caleb Miller back in the lineup. Miller swings it over to the right side. Ball nearly is getting knocked away, but picked up. Van Fowler, it goes three. It goes over the top of the backboard, and it will be Charger basketball. So after getting down 10-0, JCN has scored six quickly unanswered, and they put the ball in play again against the full court pressure, and that's caused JCN absolute fits getting that ball up the floor. They'll drive it down, the dish into the corner, the baseline three, launched and scored. Brady Knoll from outside, and suddenly a 9-0 run, and it is a one-point game. 4:56 to play in the first half. Upcourt pass knocked away by Pollard, and they're going to call Lawrence for a foul. Lawrence Pollard will have his first foul of the evening. 4:52 to play in the first half. It is a 10-9 game. But talk about a game of runs. Tigers scored 10 in a row. Now JCN has scored 9 in a row. Little hook shot underneath Lane Mullins for two. Lane gets his first point of the game. It is 12-9, Atchison County. There's still over 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Chargers will drive into the lane. Pass comes out on top, thrown away. Well anticipated, bringing it down the court. Shot blocked from behind. It's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. Perfectly, perfectly defended by Caleb Worthington. It'll be Atchison County basketball with their offensive end. 4:29 to go in the half. Putting the ball in play for the Tigers. It's going to be Kieran Corder. He'll swing it over to the left side, then back out on top, Bowerly. Between the circles, Miller. And a cross-court pass stolen. Here comes JCN. It's a three-on-three break. Feet over to the left side. The shot's going to be rejected out of bounds by Atchison County. And it was Trenton Kimmy who got all of that one and threw it out of the baseline. Charger basketball at their end. They'll bring it in. Feldkamp, he'll go straight up and miss it. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up, and they'll wave off the shot. They will say there was a foul, but it occurred on the floor, having nothing to do with the shot. And is this on Lane? It'll be the second foul for Lane Mullins. So for the Tigers, half a dozen team fouls. For the baseline on the inbound, three-point shot up, no good. And a board pulled down by Trenton Kimmy. Here comes ACCHS. Tigers quickly up the floor. A wide open three. No. And a rebound down to Jeff North. Caleb Worthington will come up with the basketball. Chargers are going to transition. Worthington will drive all the way to the right side of the lane. Kicks across to Feldkamp. He's in trouble. Goes to the baseline left. Here's a three. Missed. Feldkamp comes down with a rebound. Goes up. Missed. Feldkamp comes down with the rebound. Spins in. Falls away. Missed. And right now, again, JCN missing the bunny shots. And Brian Feldkamp getting a lot of rebounds, but can't get that follow to go back in. And now the Tiger shot by Bowerly misses. Here comes pass up the floor. The shot missed. And right now the Tiger defense is intimidating JCN. Atchison County's working hard. They're jumping after the ball. They're being aggressive. And JCN is not having any luck against that. 3:15 to play, first half. 12-9 Tigers. McAfee's at the scorer's table, prepared to come back into the lineup. Hatches the county left side. Barrelly's going to throw it to the baseline. Wanted to get to Lane Mullinson instead. Mullins found himself boxed in and could not get to the ball. It'll go out of bounds back to Jeff Norris. 3 minutes to play in the half. Team moving along at a brisk pace. Don't forget the second game coming up here tonight. Of course, it'll be on Care Radio also, as it'll be Marhill Mount Academy and the host Valley Falls team. Chargers will break into the forecourt. The Tigers double-team the basketball. Feed will go to the left. Here's McAfee, three, way short. Rebound Lawrence Pollard. He'll pull it back down, dump it over to the right side. And again, the Tigers just attack the basketball. Stepping inside, McAfee, a runner for two from the baseline left. So that is the first bucket for Carson, and it is 12-11. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Sheets will get over to the right side. Now back out on top to Bowerly. Looks in. Sheets on the right. Puts it there. Puts it up. Goes for three. Missed it. Rebounding it, Lawrence Pollard. Back up with the Wilcom JC and a chance at their first lead of the evening. 2 minutes ago in the opening half. Down court with the basketball is Worthington. He'll bounce it out on top. It'll be Caleb. Back to Carson. Long cross court. McAfee steps down to the baseline. Feet in the middle. Feltkamp held it way too long. Put up a delayed shot, and the rebound is going to be off the Tigers and out of bounds. For the Chargers, Grady Noll will come back in, and for Atchison County, Colton Myers will return. Minute 55 to play in the half. 12-11. ACCHS, they have led from the onset of the game. Chargers with it, top side, back over to the left. McAfee feeds in the middle. Feltkamp, three defenders surround him. He's in trouble. Gets it back out on top. Here's a really long three, way off the mark, but we're going to have a turnover. Chargers turn it over with a travel. Low, low scoring game, and that will play, I would think, well into the hands of Atchison County. They play that strong defense. They want to keep their opponents to minimum points. Here's a pass down to the baseline, saved by Colton Myers. Long cross court, it goes over to the left side. A quarter, back in the middle of Myers. He goes up and is fouled on the floor. And it's going to be our field camp. So Ryan Feldkamp, foul number one tonight. JCN, team foul five. Atchison County's committed a half a dozen team fouls. And we're in the last minute and a half of the half. Tigers with the basketball, leading it by one at 12-11. Comes out, top of the key, heels in the circle. It's going to be Sheets with the ball. JCN in the 2-3. The feet in the middle, the kick back down low, and an easy shot missed. And we're going to have another foul on Feldkamp, who got behind the guy with the basketball and went over the back, commits the foul. And at the line for Atchison County will come Colton Myers. Colton, he looks for his first point of the evening. Ryan Feldkamp, foul number two. He's got to be checking out, I'm sure. Free throw here. Yeah. So Colton Myers has a first point tonight, and it's 13-11. A minute six to go in the half. We still are in the neighborhood of a football halftime score. Second free throw misses. Here comes JCN. Having all kinds of trouble getting it up the floor. Now finally they'll do it over to the right side. Come back up on top. Carson over the right side to Grady Noll. Grady loses the handle, picks it up, kicks it down to the baseline. Worthington with it there. Feet in the middle. The cutter, the shot up and missing. McAfee, but a rebound back down. Caleb Worthington, he will turn and shoot. That's an air ball again. JCN having trouble shooting the ball. Now the upcourt pass. And here come the Tigers. Half a minute to go. Baseline three. Sheets got it. James Sheets from the corner. Now, wait a minute. What do we have here? This is coming to the scorer's table. We got a foul. There's going to be a one and one. So let's be sure they are counting the bucket. And then apparently after the ball had been let go, the foul was committed, so the score will stand at 16-11. And the three-point shot is going to be good by Sheets, but in the process, we have a foul on Kieran Corder, And coming to the line, a 1-1, McAfee shoots and hits it. Carson McAfee for JCN. Carson, only a sophomore, hits that first one, stands back up there. Second one, no. Rebound, Chargers have it, and save it off on top. 20 seconds to go in the half. Cross court to the right side. Plenty of time, still 16. It's a 16-12 game. 13 seconds left in the half. Again, the dish across, knocked away, loose on the floor. Players rolling around for it, and what are we going to have? The official's going to say, the only thing I can do is call a jump ball. It's going to belong to ACCHS. No, it's going to belong to JCN. Coach Troy Hoffman for the Tigers is going to pull Colton Myers out of the game, and he's going to bring in, for defensive purposes, Wyatt Kramer. Chargers, got to hurry. Get it in. 6 seconds. Some of the backcourt. Cross with four. Into the corner with three. The shot. Air balled again. And a wild foul leaping into the air and just crashing in. Caleb Worthington. And with 0.8, we will walk to the other end of the floor, and Atchison County is going to have a free throw opportunity. It'll be the 1-1. These are big plays in the course of a game. A point or two here and there, and a foul with less than a second to go at halftime, and a silly foul. A free throw here on the front half of the 1-1 is going to fail, and we are at halftime. So Trenton Kimmy could not make the Chargers pay for that mistake, and we're at halftime. We'll be back here. I'm trying to summarize this opening half for you. It has been remarkable in its lack of scoring. We'll return. The score at intermission, it is ACCHS 16, JCN 12.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Back with you here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Game one of our doubleheader tonight in this Class 2A boys substate semifinal night. Halftime finds ACCHS leading Jefferson County North 16-12. A quick recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for the Tigers leading the way, Creighton Bowerly with those 6 points. It was three in the opening half for both Kieran Corder and James Sheets. Two for Lane Mullins and Trent Kimmy Colton Myers, each with one. For JCN, 4 points is the leading scorer, Caleb Worthington. Three in the first half for both Carson McAfee and Grady Knoll. Ryan Feldkamp has the other two. Three Chargers with 2 fouls apiece, and two Tigers with 2 fouls each. As we're at halftime, the two teams for our second game will be back with that one, of course, in a while, as it'll be Valley Falls and Markham Mount Academy. Those teams are warming up right now. Speaking of right now, we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll return to bring in the second half of the first game, and then game two. For right now, with the intermission score from Valley Falls, ACCHS 16, Jeff North 12. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio for playoff halftime.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Here's Cheers to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Covenant Real Estate and Auction supports local schools and wishes our area teams the best at sub-state basketball. Covenant Real Estate and Auction specializes in live, internet-only, and live webcast auctions. Contact them at 785-573-SOUL.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball on this Friday evening from the Valley Falls Substate Boys game. It's Nemaha Central versus, JCN versus ACCHS. We'll be returning to the games in just a moment. I did want to mention coming up tomorrow evening, we've got Saturday night Substate Championship games with, on this radio station, the girls game at 5:30. The boys game will be at 7 p.m. from the Valley Falls games. Silver Lake games will be broadcast on KNZA 103.9 and 92.1 KMZA. Will have the Frankfort Substate Championship games with the boys game at 5:30, the girls game at 7 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Since 1972, Acheson Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Acheson Construction, a company you know and trust.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Well, we've got some halftime scores in girls' games that are in progress right now. It is the Centralia Lady Panthers up over the Troy Lady Trojans 23-17. In the Nemaha Central Hiawatha girls game, it is Nemaha Central leading 28-8. Washington County and Rock Hills girls are meeting up tonight. It's Washington County 16-10 at the half. And Lynn is leading Wakefield 29-13 at the half. In this game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got ACCHS at 16 points, JCN at 12.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Acheson and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Acheson community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Acheson.
Blair Milling in Acheson has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg. to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear this afternoon with a high of 57. Easterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, lows dip down to about 37. High of 72. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms. Saturday, chance for scattered rain showers on Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the weather station on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're reading 64.8 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are registering out of the east southeast at 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 50%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.80 inches of mercury. Dew point 46 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels like temperature out there is 60 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside momentarily.
You can get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deal. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, Mondays through Thursdays, and from 10 to 12 on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule your appointment. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas. It's Class 2A Sub-State Semifinals. We go to the second half. Atchison County leading Jeff North 16-12. Good to have you along, everybody, with Joseph, producer, engineer, halftime news and entertainment guy, handling stuff. Joseph, thank you very much. Tom Couts with you here, and ACCHS putting the ball in play to begin the second half. They work it from around the outside, cross in the middle, nothing there. Go to the right block, give it go underneath. Ball falling away, layup is going to be up and in. That was a nicely executed play and a good finish by Trenton Kimmy. He's got three. It is now 18-12 with 7:14 to go. Shot is up from the underneath. It's going to be batted out on top, and Jason is going to rescue it. Chargers are going to keep it alive coming out of that missed shot. Over to the right side with it is going to be Grady Knoll. Grady Knoll, Caleb Worthington, Carson Worthington. You've also got Carson McAfee, and here's a shot up and good. Bellcamp hits his fourth point of the game, and it is 18-14. Here comes ACCHS. Tigers have their starting five. Miller, Bowerly, Quarter, Kimmy, and Myers out there. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. It is a 4-point lead. Tigers shooting. It's three. Short. Long rebound. Fought for. Tied up. Here's a jump ball. Possession to Jefferson County North. Jane Sin is a home team tonight wearing their white with green. Tigers are the visitors here tonight wearing their black with orange and white. J.C. and having trouble as they've done throughout the game. Getting the ball into the forecourt and in the up court pass. Just thrown away. Badly handled it. Chargers are going to turn it over again with 6:10 to play in the third quarter. Way out on top of it is going to be Kieran Quarter. He'll dish it over to the right side. Tigers have it to Caleb Miller. Now between the circles. Handled by Trenton Kimmy. Miller with it again on the right side. Nearly has it knocked out of his hand, and it will be dislodged. He's able to go back and recover it. Tied up. Now it's going to be stolen again by McAfee. What a great job by McAfee. He gets hit and pushed and shoved all the way up the floor, and then it's passed through the hands of Grady, and he's able to go back and collect it, and now it's going to be knocked out of his hands again. And the Tiger defense is swarming. It is active. It is aggressive. And again, in playoff basketball, the officials are going to say, we don't want to make a lot of calls that we don't have to make. We want the teams to decide this. We don't want to be deciding the game. And you're going to get a little more of that allowed to occur. Here come the Chargers with the ball. A long three, McAfee. And that's going to be way short. Rebounding it back down. Here comes ACCHS. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Still an extremely low-scoring game at 18-14. Each team has 2 second-half points. and we're about 3 minutes into the third quarter. Tigers are going to retreat all the way out to the center circle. Kieran Quarter kicks it over to the right side. Sheets has it there, comes back out on top. Back to the left to Miller. Caleb looks in, pushes it off on top. Quarter inside, 5 minutes to go in the third. Driving down the right side of the lane, dropping a shoulder in and just pushing and plowing his way forward, making a lot of contact, and no fouls called. Atchison County is going to substitute. Into the game is going to come Bowerly, and out of the game will come Caleb Miller. Head coach Troy Hoffman making that substitution. Again, in the two previous meetings between these teams this season, they have both been very, very close games, both won by JCN. 38-36 and 47-41, those two finals. Tigers with it up top, over to the left. Here's an open three. It is a long shot that misses it. Again, the aggressive rebound, the power move underneath by Myers. Holton brings it off on top. They'll spin it over to the left, back to the baseline. Bowerly, that's his shot, but it won't fall. Rebounding it down is going to be Veldkamp. Brian Veldkamp comes up with a basketball, and Chargers come into the forecourt. Here comes JCN. The Tiger defense is absolutely outstanding here tonight. 4 minutes to play in the third. Back to the right side with it. That's Caleb Worthington. Cross court. Skip pass over to the right side to Carson. Carson wants to go in the middle. Gets it to the free throw line to Veldkamp. Back over on the right side to Caleb Worthington. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Looking inside. No room. Caleb Worthington will dribble toward the top. Skip pass down to the baseline. McAfee for three. Rims in and out, no good. Rebound going to be cleared away by Atchison County. And Jason quickly will retreat to the other end of the court to set up their defense. 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Each team has scored 2 second-half points. It is 18-14, ACCHS. Bowerly will have it on the left wing. Comes out to the between the circles, the quarter. Chargers going player defense. You see them switch up defense. It's now coming off the screen. It's a wide open shot. It's a, going to give it a three. They're going to call that a three-point shot for Sheets, and it's 21-14. I thought maybe he was stepping on the line, but apparently no. Here comes JCN back up court with it. Worthington will drive in, slip, fall to the floor, kick it off on top. And we're going to get a Charger timeout. We'll take a break with head coach Kramer and JCN. 2:49 to go in the third here in Valley Falls. 2A Substate, Atchison County 21, JCN 14.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Jefferson County North High School will put the ball in play. They'll lob it into the backcourt and bring it back up. Welcome back, everybody, with 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Long cross-court pass by JCN. Now the feed in the middle. There's nothing black shirts. I don't know where that was supposed to be going, but it went right into the hand of Atchison County. A running three, set up, and swish. Creighton Bowerly's third three, and JCN again in trouble. Down double figures. With 2:23 to go in the third quarter, it is 24-14. Now we're going to get a blocking foul on Atchison County. Official comes over to the scorer's table, and I think we're going to see on Trenton. Yep. Second foul of the game for Trenton Kimmy. JCN has committed no fouls, and now Atchison County won, and we're about 6 minutes into the second half. Driving in, the ball down to the baseline. Veldkamp feeds inside, running one-handed shot missed. Point blank, undefended, and would not go in for the Chargers. I don't know if they are unfocused or if the Tiger defense has them rattled, but right now JCN is a team on its heels a little bit with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tigers have the basketball and a 10-point lead. And again, a low-scoring game. Here's a feed underneath the dish over to Mullins, up for two. Blaine Mullins with four. 26-14. Chase Ian goes up a dozen. Belkamp underneath, pushing and shoving. The defense has informed he can't get rid of it. Gets no help, and now he'll get it over to Worthington, and the layup by Carson misses, and we get a J.C. in foul. The J.C. and team out of the court, you can look at them, and in their faces, you see frustration and maybe a little dejection. A minute 44 to go in the third quarter. Tigers up a dozen with the ball. Still in the backcourt is Bowerly. Here's the left side quarter. Kicks it down to the baseline, and we're going to have a player that steps on the baseline. JCN doubled up in the corner on Trenton Kimme as he's gotten the ball. Kimme and rotating and trying to get away from the two defenders. Steps back on the sideline. JCN's going to put it back in play. And again, the Tigers pressing all the way up the floor, and JCN having fits with that. They just are having a hard time getting the ball up the court. Belkamp now has it. He's dribbling around to the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. Pulls up his dribble. Gets double teamed. Has the ball just ripped out of his hand. Driving down, the ball is up, the shot missed, offensive rebound, followed up and good. And right now the Tigers are running away with this game. That's Trenton Kimme. He's got five. And JCN will bring it up the floor again, but now in trailing 28-14. A minute to go in the third quarter. Skip pass into the lane. Belkamp throws it away. Back up court with it will come. Atchison County. ACCHS putting it in play. It'll be brought in at the baseline by Kimme. And here comes Creighton Bowerly. Quickly into the forecourt it comes on a very brisk pass out on top. Bowerly, they'll work around to the left side. A wide open baseline three is up and missing and caught on the floor. Off a rebound is a rebound by the Tigers. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. ACCHS showing some patience. Working into the middle. The turnaround from 15. Nope. And rebound chased the end. Belkamp's coming up with the ball and brings it up the court himself. The feed across underneath and a pass into the middle is right into the hands of a Tiger or a Charger player. And as he tries to get it back, we got a foul. Let's see where it's going. It will be the third foul of the game on Colton Myers. And the second foul of the second half by ACCHS. With only 16 seconds left in the third quarter, two second-half fouls for the Tigers, one second-half foul by JCN. The ball out on top. Over to the left side, it's going to be McAfee. Spins in, lobs it back off on top. Gets it there to Grady. Back over to McAfee with six. Falling down, puts an off-bound shot up. It misses. Rebound, Belkamp, falling away at the buzzer, misses, and we're going to go to the fourth quarter, and the Chargers have a hill to climb. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Fourth quarter on the way. It's ACCHS 28, JCN 14.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Covenant Real Estate and Auction wishes our area teams the best at sub-state basketball. Broker Andy Conser and agents Jamie Heinen and Caitlin Gantz specialize in traditional listings, buyer agency, and auctions. Reach them at 785-573-SOLD.
Now, whether it's the ACCHS defense, whether it is the JCN offense, whether it's an alignment of the planets, I don't know. But what I can tell you is the Chargers are not scoring tonight. They have no points in the opening quarter. They scored 2 points in the third quarter, and they go to the fourth trailing, Atchison County, 28-14, and ACCHS, 28 points, not a huge number, but when you lead 2-1 going to the fourth quarter, you're in a pretty good spot, and the Tigers are. Atchison County will bring it into the forecourt and turn it over 8 seconds in. The upcourt pass was thrown to Trenton Kimme, who had 1 foot on the sideline, and here comes JCN. They're going to have to start scoring in a hurry. Here's a cross-court pass. Lost out of bounds by Pollard. And again, I don't know if he didn't expect the pass, couldn't get to the pass, couldn't catch the pass. The pass was thrown in the wrong spot. But again, another unforced turnover by JCN. Tigers have Bowerly and Quarter out there. They've also brought Ryan Keith into the game, the senior. I see. Colton Myers and rounding it out, Trent Kimmy. Pass comes out on top, Quarter. He'll split through two defenders, and they're going to call it JCN foul. With a defender on either side of him, Kieran Quarter just decides to put the ball on the floor and try to split the two, and as he does that, there's going to be a foul called on Lawrence Pollard. For JCN, you've got Lawrence Pollard out there, and you've also got Carson McAfee. You've got Carson Worthington, Ryan Feldkamp, and rounding it out is Calvin Manville. 7-11 to play in the game. 28-14, Atchison County in front. Drive it around to the hook pass into the middle. It's going to be stolen. Coming up with it is Carson Worthington. He'll race up the court. Drive in, goes up, missed the driving layup. And a rebound going to result in a tied-up basketball possession to JCN. Great job of getting it down the court, knifing through the defenders, and then the shot didn't finish. It'll be put in play by McAfee. He brings it in. Feldkamp, no one around him. Missed a three-foot shot from in front of the rim. Back up with it will come. ACCHS, little hook pass over to the left side of Sheet. And they'll bring it off on top with 6:50 to go. They'll jump it over to the right side. Tigers with the basketball, leading it by 14 and 6:40 to play. Left side is Bowerly. Back out on top, Colton Myers goes right side Quarter. Quarter holding it up, directs a little traffic, gets some help finally from Trenton Kimmy. Trenton dribbles it out to the edge, finds a cutter all alone, and the layup is going to be missed inside by Bowerly. Dayton is going to rebound it down. Here come the Chargers. Again, do they have enough time with 6:15 to go, trailing by 14? Have not scored yet in the fourth quarter. In fact, they've scored 2 points in the second half. And here's a feed in the middle. It's going to get away, and JCN throws it away again. 6 minutes to play. Tigers will have it up top side. Kimmy looking in, kicks it over to the right wing. James Sheets up there. Sheets will go left side. Kimmy once again. 5:45 to go. The ball is going to be not free and stolen. Here comes JCN. The driving layup, missed. Offensive rebound, missed. But a foul called on the Tigers. It's going to be third foul of the game by Trenton Kimmy. And again, JCN missing. Shot after shot, breakaway layup shots. Coming to the free throw line. It is up and short. One more shot coming up here for, that is Cole Burke, who's in the game now. Cole looking for his first point of the game. Looking for the Chargers' third point of the second half. We're at 5:41 to go in the fourth. Free throw, got it. That is the first fourth quarter point by either team. We've got 5:40 to go in the game. It is 28-15. Atchison County up court. They'll go right side. Quarter. Cross court pass. Kimmy. Back out on top. ACCHS. Running time. Being very patient. There's your smart play. Driving in. Charge. Nicely done. Standing inside. Lawrence Pollard draws the charge. And we have an offensive foul on Kieran Quarter. It'll be his second and Tiger team foul four. And again, as it's been all night, Chargers putting in play against the full court pressure and having a hard time getting the ball inbounds. Feldkamp goes over to the left side to Caleb Worthington. Caleb in trouble, goes back to the right side. Feldkamp, he'll drive it up the court. Kind of hunkers down now. Defenders jump on his back, knock it away. And going to be taken away from Feldkamp. Here comes Atchison County. Back over to the right side with it. Tigers have the basketball, leading it by 13, 4:50 to go now. Trapped in a corner, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Hoffman. We'll take a break with ACCHS. 4:50 to go in the game. Tigers 28, Chargers 15.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682.
As we return to play, the Tigers bring it in, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul on JCN. Call is going to be on Ryan Feldkamp. For him, it'll be personal foul number 3. He has 4 points tonight. And the free throw is up and good. So the free throw by Kieran Quarter is his 4th point this evening. Second one is up. It is also good. And the Tigers stretch their lead down to 15 points. 30-15 with 4:44 to play. Flying up the court. ACCHS back again on defense. They'll feed in the middle. A turnaround shot. Feldkamp can't hit it. Rebounding it back down underneath JCN. Caleb Worthington coming up with the ball. Kicks it over to Feldkamp. He'll go into the lane. Misses another point-blank shot. Rebound, Lawrence. Look at Pollard score! Lawrence Pollard is on the board. It is 30-17. 4:15 to go, and on the other end of the floor, driving and still attacking the basket. We're going to get a foul call that will put Quarter back on the free throw line. It'll be the 4th foul now for Ryan Feldkamp. 4:16 left. Free throw, no. Quarter will have one more. 30-17. This free throw is good. 31-17. With 4:13 left. And we're going to get a foul in the backcourt. And Quarter, being a little amped up, picks up his 3rd foul, reaching in on the upcourt play. Here's Feldkamp with the ball. Feeds to Worthington. He'll go from 12. Can't hit one from that range. Rebounding it down, Feldkamp. He'll fall away, and he'll get one falling away from the left side. Feldkamp has a half a dozen, and it's 31-19. At the 3:50 mark to go in the game. Cross-court pass, Kimmy. Back out of top, Bowerly. Kimmy will go left side. Toe on the line. The long two. Nope. And a rebound cleared away by Lawrence Pollard. Lawrence will go to Carson Worthington. Weaves it over to the right side. Feldkamp will cut loose 3. Does draw iron, but doesn't go in. Rebound underneath Worthington. Follows up and missed it. Rebound underneath. And Feldkamp has his shot rejected. And then he's going to be fouled underneath by Mullins. Blaine Mullins ends up on the floor. The official is talking to him and making sure that he's okay. Apparently so. And Lane will have his 3rd foul tonight. Don't camp at the free throw line. Ryan is 0 for 2 at the line tonight. That one's 0 for 3 as it just does hit the front of the rim before going beneath it. A couple of feet short, maybe. And we're going to get Mullins come out of the game, and they're going to want to check him because he hit the floor really hard. Second free throw's up. Won't go in either. And a rebound down to Atchison County. ACCHS with the ball to the backcourt. Quarter will bring it up the right side. Goes into the middle. The ball batted away on the floor. Saved out on top. Myers gets it to Bowerly. He's deadly. Hits another 3. Big win here tonight for ACCHS. They avenged the 2 regular season losses, and they're going to go into the title game of this tournament with a chance to go into state. Here's a 3. Up and good. Carson Worthington will hit his 1st point of the game. We get a timeout after that bucket. We're down to 3 minutes to play. It's ACCHS 34, JCN 22.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Valley Falls Class 2A Substate Basketball here on Care Radio this evening, and happy to have you along with us. Joseph in the studio, producing and engineering, and doing all, just all kinds of stuff, just stuff. Tom Couch with you here, high above the floor, and it'll be Tiger Basketball. JC and taking a timeout, looking for the huge comeback, but the Tigers are going to help on the outlet pass crash, as you can hear it hitting the scores table. And suddenly JCN may be breathing a bit of life. They're down a dozen. Here's a long, long three, way short. And a rebound is going to be saved in. JCN is going to rescue it. That was a very athletic play over there by Carson Worthington. He'll dish it over to the left side. Pollard will bomb a three. Off the window, no. Rebound, Feldkamp. Goes underneath the backboard. Up and in, and no. The official says Brian Feldkamp commits the foul, and that will be his fifth. So Ryan will foul out of the game with a long way to go yet, 2:37 to play. He'll end the evening with 6 points. And against full court pressure, Tigers are going to bring it in once again. JC and chasing the ball. Up the floor with it. We're going to get a Tiger timeout. Coach Hoffman not real comfortable with how things are going. And we're going to take this break. 2.5 to go in the game. It remains Atchison County 34, Jeff North 22.
Exchange Bank. We were here yesterday, we're here today, and we will still be here tomorrow. Hi, I'm Sandy Becker. With a world that is constantly changing and with uncertainties, Exchange Bank is still your bank for a lifetime. We have been a part of the Atchison community for 165 years, offering you the products and services you're looking for, plus the personal touch and customer service you deserve. Come see us, your locally owned bank, and let us be your bank for a lifetime. Member FDIC.
Coming out of the timeout, Jefferson County North is off the bench with Andrew Baker and Cole Burke. You've got Lawrence Pollard out there running it out, Carson and Caleb Worthington. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. ACCHS, Creighton Bowerly with it in the backcourt. It'll be brought across the timeline and taken down the left side by Colton Myers. Has the ball near to knock out of his hands, and we'll have a Charger foul. It's out there again for the Tigers. You've got Creighton Bowerly and Kieran Quarter, Caleb Miller, along with Trent, Kimmy, and Colton Myers. So Coach Hoffman has brought his starting five back into the game with 2:21 to play. Skip pass over to the left side. Myers backs in, backs the shot. Blocked away! What a play by Andrew Baker. Here comes JCN. Chargers bring it up. They're showing some life. The shot is up. It misses. No foul called. And back will come the Tigers. ACCHS into the forecourt. 2 minutes to play. Little hook pass underneath. This has worked for them all night. But that time, we're going to get a foul called. And instead of the easy layup, it'll be a one and one. Fisher comes over to let us know the foul is going to be on Lawrence Pollard. I've got Lawrence for 4. Taking his time. The free throw. Up. Rose, good. Trenton Kimmy is now 2 of 4 at the free throw line. James Sheets is going to come back in for Atchison County, and he'll take out Caleb Miller. One more shot coming up for Trenton. Short. Rebounding it down, Baker. It is 35-22. A minute 57 to go. Rolling along here. Chargers with a basketball with a long way to go, and now it's going to be stolen away from Carson Worthington. Lawrence Pollard dives in to tie it up and jump ball possession. Atchison County. ACC just will be putting it in play from the near side with a minute 50 to go. The winner of this game tonight will move on to play the winner of our upcoming game, which will be Marshall Mount Academy and Valley Falls. Drive down underneath. Bowerly will feed it across. That was a pretty movement of the basketball. Bowerly gets the assist, and there's a bucket underneath for Colton Myers. 37-22. Minute and a half to go. The feed underneath. The dish over to the right side. JC in with the basketball and over on the wing. We've got a turnover, and they'll say they step on the sideline. Chargers will give it back. Tigers putting it in play between the end of the JCN bench down to the baseline. It'll come in way deep in the backcourt to quarter. Kerrion brings it up a minute 20 to go in the game. Gets it up to Sheets. Sheets skip pass over to the left side. Sheets does a nice job of handling the basketball. He's not the big guy, but he is agile. And here's a nice driving layup by Quarter that's up and good. And it's now 39-22. And we've got a minute 5 left. Baseline jump shot, left side, no. Rebounding it underneath is going to be Baker. He'll feed it over to the right side of the lane to Pollard, and he's fouled on the floor. Trent Kimmy's got four. And the Tigers are going to stay with four of the starting five out there. JCN is going to bring Grady Knoll back into the game. They're going to bring Carson McAfee back in. And take out the seniors. Worthington and Burke are going to come out. Also in for Jeff North as the first free throw is up and no good for Lawrence Pollard. Jason is also going to bring Connor Kearns into the game. Now we have a turnover. Now the ball's just going to be knocked out of bounds. Jason is going to take Lawrence out of the game. Coming in for the Chargers now is going to be Calvin. Here comes JCN. Baker will bring it up. Mandel will take it over to the right side. We're at 40 seconds left. Mandel's going to pull up. Really long three. Air ball short. Rebound lost out of bounds underneath, and it'll come back in again to Jeff Norris. Now the Tigers are going to bring in the final five. ACCHS fans on their feet. Here in Valley Falls, as it's going to be a big win for Atchison County and the Tiger program. In it comes Baker, shoots it off the window, no good. Rebound is going to be pulled down, and is there going to be a travel or is there going to be a foul? And now ACCHS is going to change up just a little bit here. 31 seconds to play. Here are the Chargers with the basketball, trailing it by some 17 points. They've scored 22 tonight. Back over to the right side. Here's a three. Set sail. Nope. Rebound underneath is going to be McAfee. He'll dribble it off toward the top. Cut into the lane. Turn, spin, shoots, gets two. Nice play. Carson McAfee's got five. 39-24. 7 seconds to go. Now at five. Tigers will throw it out on top. They're going to put up a running shot. It's going to be slapped away by Baker. Final score tonight. ACC just 39. JC at 24. We'll come back and summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel.
Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas. Game one of the night here in this Class 2A Boys Substate semifinal round is in the books, and Jefferson County North pushed to a huge lead, 10-0 to start the game. Still at 7-0 at the end of the quarter. 7-0 after a quarter in a low-scoring affair. Got up 10-0, and JCN was never close. Tigers winning it tonight, 39-24 for the Chargers. Leading scorer of the game, Ryan Feldkamp with 6. 5 for Carson McAfee, 4 for Caleb Worthington. Grady Noel, Carson Worthington, 3 apiece. Barnes Pollard, 2, and Cole Burke with 1. For ACCHS, hitting a couple of threes in the early moments of the game to set the pace for the night. Leading scorer for his team, leading scorer for the game, and your Bank of Atchison player of the game, it was Creighton Bowerly. 8 tonight for Carrion Quarter. Trent Kimmy with a half a dozen. James Sheets with 6. 4 tonight for Lane Mullinson. Colton Myers with 3. ACCHS moves on to the championship game and an opportunity to go to the state as they move now to 12-10. JCN will conclude its season at 15-7. We're going to take a brief interlude here. We'll be back. Both teams are out of the court warming up, and we have game two on tap. Final score again in the opener. ACCHS 39, JCN 24. We'll return shortly, but right now it's back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, please take great care of these excellent basketball fans.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.